Hi, I am Nirmal Sarkar, and you are listening to the Crypto Hub India podcast. We are a group of crypto enthusiasts, and this podcast is nothing but a collection of our Clubhouse live sessions, where we discuss the latest crypto trends from India. Well, this also means you can directly participate on our Clubhouse sessions and become a part of our next episode. Come, join us. Visit CryptoHubIndia.com to get all our social links. Thank you.
I've been hearing about Bitcoin since, when it topped about 9,000, then tanked again. So that time I was in diploma. Then in a few years, I again heard about Bitcoin. Then it gone about 20 and then tanked again. The news never came out about the technology, but when it pumps or when it crashes. So I was only getting this information on news. So I actually used to Google Bitcoin is, but if you see that time the Google searches was also very bearish. So they so common you see those forums when you search about what is Bitcoin. So they show up what is the mostly talked about. So I used so in 2017-18 it used to direct show up like it is mostly used by criminals, drugs, and so I never paid attention to it. So I got then graduated in engineering. I got my bachelor's of engineering in 2020. So I didn't get any placements that time. So I was Corona hit at the same year. So many companies refused in our college to give placements. So I was jobless for about 6 to 7 months, and I was looking to make some money, because I never had to think about money, because I'm not saying I'm in a rich family, but it was decent. And I'm not a big spender. I never used to buy expensive stuff. So, but when I got jobless, so I was thinking about, but first I thought about going into stocks, because when you watch news in afternoon time, they show you those ads run by stocks investors. They are trying to sell courses. So, and in FB also, I've seen some guys earning lakhs per month by doing trading. So I tried to learn about stocks, but it seems too complicated for me. So I left it. Then again, what attracted me to crypto was Doge rally. So when I see Doge pumped 15, I don't know why it was 15,000%, I think it pumped. So I thought this is the best way to make quick money. So at that time I also got some job, but it was very I used to get 15,000 rupees per month, and I used to think like I have spent like 10 to 12 lakhs on my education so far, and what I am getting is only 15,000. And I used to think that I'm very underpaid, and I'm looking for working for myself. So when I bought, I put everything, all my salaries into Dogecoin, my first two salaries. Then I also at the same time I joined Crypto Hub Facebook group to learn more about it. Then I heard that this is just a meme coin, it will fall anytime. Then I chickened out and sold it again on in some loss. Then I never tried to learn anything in crypto. I used to follow anyone's calls. I joined multiple Telegram groups which used to give free calls for coins. And there I got that influence of diamond head thing. So I used to follow some YouTubers. I bought Graph. So Graph is very good example for my journey. I bought lot of Graph in margin on leverage, margin trading, So can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I bought lot of Graph, and I bought it about 60 cents, 60, 70 cents. And then it pumped really hard on $2, but that YouTuber said, don't sell it now. The year end target is $10, and that guy was doing intraday every day. He used to say that I'm successful in 90% of my trades, but he never used to hold his coins. But he also he used to say, don't sell them now. Graph can easily reach $10. So, but still, I sold a lot of it on 1.5 level dollar. But then when it tanked again to $1, I bought back again. But when in May market crashes, I got liquidated. I started with $700, my margin with margin, and in April it was about $5,000, but it was all liquidated because I didn't book profits on that. So I was I essentially lost my 3-4 months salary on that. So then at the same time there was a meme coin mania. So in meme coin I used to follow those many small YouTubers who used to promote meme coins, and it was meme coin time that time. So I bought many of them, but in most of them I got rug pulled. So then I joined some paid groups. Still, I was doing same thing, but never tried to learn about the projects. So it was hard time. Then I came across the project that Radio Kaka, that I'm still working on it. So
I
started
letting complete.
I wanted to explain. I mean, I know that Radio Kaka has been one of the greatest things in your life. I understand. Radio Kaka has indeed changed lives. I have known people.
Yes. I had zero money because you know, in that MemeCon mania, I invested many money, but I still do trading, but I left it completely. I used to do 90% trading and no investment at all, because I used to think trading is the fastest way to earn money. So
guys, let me just tell you that whatever we are seeing now, na, play to earn, gamification, metaverse. So I think early this year there was a project from called Radio Kaka Raka Token, and these people are very early into that project. These people won some NFTs out of project, and Mitesh I think was one of the India group moderators. And I think now also the people are playing games, earning some NFTs, eggs or something, and a lot of things are happening in that space. People have earned a lot in Radio Kaka. I think Mitesh can explain how the like play to earn thing worked there and how he benefited.
So actually I was in a paid group. So it was a paid group. It was a leaking group, you know. So what that leaking group was used to do, there are, you know, there are many premium groups in the space which sells their services on monthly basis. So they give you calls on trading. So I joined that leaking group. So what he used to do, he used to leak that intel from those 60 groups into single group. So, you know, we get to information from 60 groups. So in one of that group, they gave information that one coin is launching on PancakeSwap, buy it. So I put my money into it. So I also invested in two other projects, but they got rug pulled. So it was my last project. And what happened is I had 100% portfolio in Raka only, because other everything was rug pulled. I even stopped paying from that premium, that leaking group, because I lost my all money. I had no money to pay him, so I left it. So in you know, it was that mini bear market. You had nothing to do. I had 100% portfolio in that project. So I thought about learning more about in that project. So I went to their Telegram groups. I joined. I was very, because I was doing job, but I had very free time in my job also. So most of the time I used to communicate in that community, help others. So in about 1 month, they released that they want to hire some admins, moderators for their group. So I applied and they selected me, because you know, I was very active in their community. So I was working there. At the end of June, I sold 60% of my tokens, because I again started to think like, I can be a good trader if I use proper discipline. Then I use that I sold 60% to again trading, and I lost it all again. So it was only 30% I had money. Then about there were many small NFT sales our project had. So I bought some NFTs. Also in, I think about in September, October, our project finally started to pump. It pumped like 150x or more, I think. So that time I got rich. So I was heavily taking profits there, because you know in crypto space most of the problem is most of the projects are very discreet about their you know foundation or who are the original owners and everything. They don't tell you. It was same, we were the moderator, but still we didn't know anything about who the owner is, who's actually working. We had our developers had meetings with CZ, actually AMS with him. So I had some trust on them, but still it was very frustrating when they don't give, they are not very transparent. So I had very suspicious about that. So my next goal was to search more coins like this, you know. So I used to search more project like the in the same space. So that's how I, and also then I bought many NFTs from them. There was some contest, I think, about making video. I posted it on FB. So those guy get 5 to 6 guy got I got them NFTs which were $150, but you know they sold at right away. So but I hold I have bought 7 or 8 of them, and at the time in I think when BTC was peak, they were about 10k or 15k around price. But I didn't sell. But by playing with them, I earned a lot of money. So I what I did was I used to search for many micro gems in each narratives, you know, in metaverse, in play to earn games, in what do you say, cross-chaining DeFi. I search everything. Even on Clubhouse, Sambit gave good calls, you know, about Render, Remark. I think Joshman gave about Saito, no?
Yeah.
So I searched about Saito. So Saito, I like Saito too. So I entered into it too. Render, I bought about $1. I sold everything on $4. Same with Remark. I bought about $10 and sold everything. So what I do is I cycle my money on, when I do 2 to 3x, I cycle it into another micro gem. That's what I was doing. So, but still I'm in loss, but I'll hold it. So what I do is I don't only monitor a single narrative. You know, many YouTubers say you to follow only one narrative and pay your attention to it. So what I do is I search for every narrative, and I find potential projects which can do 1 billion, 2 billion market cap. So I entered into them very early and tried to make. So, the advantage of this is you can diversify your portfolio, but you have to be make sure that you will, you have to take profits on them on the way up. So that's my strategy. So in L1s, I have Saito now. In in Metaverse, I have Raka. That's also I'm steadily taking profits, because it's a high, it's into that high market cap portfolio. I don't hold anything, any coin that's in about 200 number in market caps. So I only invest in small coins. I have Cellframe. I have not, it's not very big position, but I have Cellframe, which is Polkadot, same as Polkadot, but also it is giving another feature. What is that? Quantum curl, quantum attacks from, yes. They say they are.
One second. It is great you shared it. Generally, don't take the names of coins, because there are a lot of people in audience. They might just, you know.
Okay. So, okay. So I will just tell the, my modus of operandi, how I select tokens. So mostly, when I entered into 2020, starting of 2021, I spent almost 5 to 6 hours every day on just browsing and listening. I'm my biggest advantage is I'm a good listener. So I listen every day. I spend 5 to 6 hours every day on YouTube searching about new coins or learning about. So I did it for a whole year. I'm doing this. So I'm listening. So I get information. Then I see, I go in depth about what the project is, what the team behind it is, what partnership they have made, what backing they have got from VCs. Also, what is their use case? What where they will be in like 2 to 3 years. So that's how I search in them and I invest in them. So that's it.
Thank you so much, Mitesh. So if anybody is listening, so you saw, right, like how he started his journey without knowing anything, just following some YouTubers. And then he also kind of shared with us that don't blindly follow YouTubers because their targets may be different. Their risk capacity might be different. You have to act on what you feel is right for you, how much you can afford to lose or how much profit you need to make, right? So he did a good job there selling those GRT coins on time and making some profit for himself. And then he also shared his experience on how he got liquidated. So if like he, I didn't listen to trading and all this. So maybe he has got good lessons behind now. So make sure don't get, you know, too greedy. Take your profits on time. And the way he's sharing that how he was dissatisfied with his job and he found this different source to make more money than he has invested in himself or in his studies. So that's again something, you know, a very intelligent move here, building your financial independence and then participating in various projects where he's holding NFTs, which were like approximately 10K during the bull run, right? So there is this area is very new. If we start on, you know, kind of going deep into it, understanding it, how it works, market, technology, stuff like that, we are in very early stage and we make great gains. So I think this is a very beautiful strategy and journey shared by Mitesh here. And like just as a financial, like whatever he said, don't take it as a financial advice, whatever coins he mentioned. Maybe you can just go through them, but don't consider those, like, you know, just FOMO into it. Just learn from what he has done. He's spending 5 or 6 hours on YouTube every day learning and researching about it, right? So that is the way you need to go. So thank you, Mitesh, for sharing this information. Awesome journey.
So also, many guys ask me about how I land that job. So if you see in crypto space, there are no like LinkedIn or anything for our job profiles. Many of the guys who get job in community basis or as a social handler or any project, they get their job through connections. So if you don't have, you don't have to worry about it because, you know, so what you have to do is if you like any project, you and if you think you are very early, there is no huge community in it. So what you have to do is you have to be very active in the community. You have to be helpful. Then you can ask the other admins or developers if they want to hire any other or moderators or anything. So mostly if there is any requirement, they will hire you if you are being helpful in the community. Because in our community, even when I got job, I got a job as community moderator there. We had many people from our community as a community moderator to help us because our community was growing exponentially. We have about 1 million members in various platforms. So it was hard to about, we have about 100 of moderators right now. So they, most of them were from connections from one admin to another, but most of them from community. So
Mitesh, if I may ask you, don't give an exact number, just give an idea, like how much income or like how much salary these guys give to moderators. Just give it some approximate number if you are comfortable. Otherwise,
there's no issue. So how they we have tiers about A, B, C, like, you know, so I came in B tier. So how first of all, they don't give salary in stable coins. They gave in their native tokens. So they give, first they gave me like about worth 3,000 USD. But it was about, because, you know, I started working in start of June. Till September or October, they paid zero. They paid some moderators good because they asked, because you know, some used to ask for money, so they gave, but I never asked them money because I was very new to the and I don't ask for money. So so for those who asked money, they gave them, but I never asked them. But in October, September, they gave money for about 6 months. So they gave about 3,000 to 4,000 worth of their tokens, but then they again do 10x. But now they each month they give like 1,000, 12 or 1,200 USD worth of tokens per month.
Awesome.
Or maybe and if they launch any NFTs, they give to moderators also.
Amazing, man. Yeah, what a way of an awesome $1,200 per month, and those token might go 10x, 20x, whatever. Good, man. Good, you found a good way. Like, that's what happens, right? If you are interested into something and you deep dive into it, money will follow automatically. This is what I've observed in my life. Like, if I will run after money, I might get money, but I will not get satisfaction. But if I am going after something which satisfies me, money follows automatically. That's what he's sharing here. Like, he never asked for the money. He was just disciplined in that group and he wanted to be part of the community, wanted to help people. And eventually he started getting paid, right? So his initial purpose was not to earn the money. Thank you, Mitesh. You have dropped gems today. Really appreciate it.
Actually, I'm still following any narrative I found. So recently, what I found was ZK Sync. So I recently blown away like $500 for in gas fees. I made about 50 accounts for ZK Sync airdrops. So let's see how that goes. You know, there was there is going to be an airdrop for ZK Sync. So it includes making some transactions on Zigzag. I think that Zigzag Exchange, and also minting NFT on their mainnet. So I did it from. I opened about 40-50 accounts, wallets, and I cycled about $500 in them. So let's see how that goes.
Great. All the best. Okay, so I think I am the only one left on. I can share my journey. So like Sambit had an experience about this ransomware on his computer or laptop, whatever. So similarly, in 2015, when I came to US, I bought a new laptop, a Microsoft laptop, and I was setting it up. And all of a sudden, something flashed on my screen that your Microsoft laptop has been hacked. If you want it to be recovered or something like that, call on this number. And I thought I was new that these things are very common here, ransomware attacks and stuff like that. And being into IT, I was like, okay, yeah, maybe this is a possibility. But I was a dumb guy that time, or maybe even today. So I actually called on that number that actually flashed on my screen, that to get your laptop back, call on this number. So when I called on that number, there was an automated messenger saying something related to Bitcoin. Okay. And in the same time, my roommate came into room and he saw the screen and he saw me on the phone. So he said, what are you doing? Then I told him, I'm trying to reach out to someone who has hacked my laptop. So he said, no, just turn off your laptop and restart the scam. Like, these things keep on happening. Don't call anyone. I only heard that in Bitcoin, that automated call said something like Bitcoin. So that was my first experience in 2015. And then after a few months, somebody in office told me, man, buy Bitcoin. It is $1,100 worth right now. And it can go to thousands of dollars. So because I have had the past of scamming my laptop, I totally rejected his idea. I said, fuck you, man. It is scam. These guys are scammers. These are terrorists, blah, 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 drug addict, and all those guys who have these Bitcoins. I'm not interested. He kind of insisted me, please buy one, at least buy one. I'm telling you, just buy one. I said, no, man, go away. I don't want. And I was not into investments and trading till then. So 2015, I got married, and then my brother, like my younger brother, he is into these marketing investments, and not marketing, investment portfolio manager type of. So he started his profession, and then he suggested me that I should invest into stocks and mutual funds and these types. But I was very skeptical, because this is a problem in our not in our country, like everywhere in the world, nobody teaches you financial education. They will teach you science, geography, math, blah, blah, blah. Nobody teaches you how to manage finance, what is inflation, how you can make good investments to get, you know, overpower the inflation and stuff like that. What we know is parents doing LIC, FD, fixed deposit, bank account, saving account, checking account, blah, blah. So So I was very, I resisted his idea of investment that time. But he said, you believe in me and you just invest. So I kind of, you know, started doing some SIPs and MF. And slowly I learned, okay, yeah, there's something wealth creation too. And I was able to see my money growing slowly, slowly. But till 2017, I never believed on cryptocurrency. Again, back in 2017, when all these hype of XRP and this thing came, I created my account on Kraken and I bought a lot of XRP. And I never understood the technology. Although being from a technology background, I knew what was blockchain, but I never tried to understand what these projects are actually trying to do. So I bought XRP and I bought Ethereum and Ethereum Cash, I believe, ETC, Ethereum Lite, whatever it is. So the prices used to go up. I used to be very happy and they used to come down. I used to be very sad. Then I thought, oh man, I will lose my money. Let's sell everything. And XRP, I don't even remember my Kraken account where my fees were. I actually bought it in cents and I forgot. I bought like $200-$300 worth of XRP. They must have become pretty big now. But because I moved out of US, I don't have that number. And I cannot reach out to Kraken customer support. I don't know where is my that account or what happened. So like 2017 also, it was not very serious, gave up. In 2021, when we started working from home or 20 maybe, I thought to learn new skills, and then I was seeing what is happening with trading and stuff like that. And this COVID came, entire market went down. So I told my brother, like, see, everything should we sell. So he told me, don't sell anything, just hold. These are the times when your, you know, patience is tested. And I would suggest you to buy more rather than selling your. So I was like pretty much lot of everybody who was in this COVID bear phase knows like how much market went down. So I thought, okay, I trust anything. And eventually I saw what he said was right and market came up. I got good returns or whatever DCA or like dollar cost averaging I did on my stocks. It was going good. So I thought like if the medium of making money, why should I not learn about this? We are doing a regular job and now we are working from home. We have a lot of time to. So I did some NAC stock, you know, trading these courses and all. So I started learning what is technical analysis, fundamental and blah, blah. So till then I was only. And all of a sudden, I used to use an app on Robinhood where I could see, I could buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, Litecoin stuff. And I started putting little. And because I was testing my technical analysis, so out of like 10 times, 6 times I was used to be correct. So I used to just trade after making 5-10% profit. I just used. So because I came from the stock market background, 5-10% profit was huge for me. I never thought there can be something like X's. And then this guy, Elon Musk, made Dogecoin very popular. Everybody started talking about Dogecoin. Everywhere you go, you'll hear about Dogecoin. Or maybe here in Canada, you will see advertisements of Dogecoin or big billboards. People putting Dogecoin stickers on their cars. So I was like, this Dogecoin, so much hype around it. And then I bought Dogecoin. So I moved all my crypto from Bitcoin, Ethereum into Dogecoin. I made good money there. But then the day when Elon Musk came on YouTube for his show, I was ready to sell my coins before because I somebody who was already explaining me that they are saying Dogecoin will go to $1. But I will suggest you to sell it when it comes around 70 cents because that's how it happens. They create a hype and they just get everybody's money and they dump it before the actual target and people lose. People assume we'll keep holding and we'll go to one, but that actually happened. So I was sitting waiting for that YouTube serial or whatever it to get over. And as soon as that coin reached 72 cents around, I just put a sell order. And then this fucking Robinhood app, it fucked me very hard. And I was not able to sell my coins. It did take my order, but it did not execute it at that like 72 cents. And in the morning when I woke up, I saw that it executed my order around like 28 cents or something. So whatever money I made with Dogecoin, I lost more than that or something like that happened. So at that moment, I realized that I'm the key guy. I should learn things first, right? Rather than just going with the flow and things like that. So I started learning blockchain technology. I did some certificate. And then I started learning. Then I realized like an internet on decentralized servers where you can make so many apps. So many apps are already being made and people are using it in real world. And that opened my eyes. Like that gave me an entire different view of this decentralized thing. So since then, rather than seeing it as an investment, I see it as a technology for future. And based on that, I try to research over different projects that are happening around and I invest into that. So that is what I was able to do from my techie background. And then I met these guys like Ravi and Samvit on Clubhouse. And they told me about different things like what is tokenomics, how I should kind of get an idea on how much this coin can pump, what is market cap. These guys only gave me idea about what are these wallets, how to move money from one wallet to other, and what is this BSC, BEP20. I used to ask so much questions to them and they used to respond to me. I think these guys actually made up my entire mindset, and they used to tell me, then I used to research on it and I used to keep on learning, and I now kind of got strong conviction. So that's why I kind of spread this knowledge, because I learned from someone, and that's why I try to share whatever I know, either through Clubhouse rooms or maybe on the Facebook group or Crypto of India group. So like, I just want to give back, and I have seen there are many African communities, Egyptian and other communities in Canada or in US who are exclusively working for their people. They know their people will get this knowledge very late when it will be normal in this world. And they open Clubhouse sessions and they explain everybody. They are very patient with them. They try to teach them that how they can be part of this and how they can also make some money in this journey. So that's kind of an inspiration for me too. And that's how I want everyone to, prosper equally, so that we don't get left behind. And these platforms like Clubhouse, YouTube, Facebook have given us so much nice opportunity to spread knowledge now. So that's what I want me to go ahead with. And now I'm also trying to switch my jobs and change my career. I want to be into the decentralized or the Web3 projects or technologies. So I've started applying for those jobs. Samvet and Ravi, they know, like, I keep on developing different dApps. So recently I developed few dApps on Ethereum and Solana. So this picture on my PTR is basically the NFT I was rewarded for making that. Right now I'm working on a candy machine project. So once I'm able to do that, then I will be able to create candy machines so that I can upload NFTs on Solana ecosystem and stuff like that. Then my next target will be to learning and implementing DAO. So this is a learning journey. This is not just investment. This is technology of future. So just be aligned to it. See if you can get into early as a career or maybe investor. And I think we all will have good days in the future. Thanks. I'm done speaking.
That was amazing.
That looks like a movie running in front of your eyes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, because if you have a free time, if you have a little bit of interest of technology, you should try to learn about blockchain. It may not gonna help you to do the trades, but actually it will help you to understand what, like, whatever you're buying. If you have to understand that project, you should have at least a good amount of knowledge, at least the basic knowledge. If you have like tokenomics, these are the basic thing. Even if you're not from the tech, you don't have a tech background, still if you are into crypto, you still require this kind of thing, like how this market cap works, and if you are buying something, how much you can expect that price can pump. Because if you are expecting BTC to pump like 20x from here within 1 month, that is not possible, because then you require that much amount of capital, which is not possible right now. So these are the basic things. That doesn't even if you go in any field of investment, you need to have that basic thing. So this is kind of thing. So apart from that, if anyone have anything to share, they can come up. I think Roshan.
हेलो गाइस.
हेलो.
काफी टाइम से आता रहता हूँ मैं आप लोगों के रूम में, काफी इन्फॉर्मेटिव होता है. एक्चुअली मैं भी क्रिप्टो में थोड़ा बहुत डीप डाइव करता रहता हूँ. मैं भी जोशमैन भाई ने जैसा बताया, मैं भी अभी रिसेंट में ही क्रिप्टो में आया हूँ. मैं भी आजकल में एक आर्टिकल पढ़ रहा था क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग के ऊपर, तो और क्रिप्टो कैसे रिलेटेड है. तो उसमें मैं पढ़ रहा था ये कि जब ये जो ब्लॉकचेन टेक्नोलॉजी है, जब क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग आएगा तो वो फाइनेंस को डिसरप्ट कर देगा, इनफैक्ट ब्लॉकचेन को भी. उसमें एक मेंशन किया गया था कि 2019 में गूगल ने ऐसा कोई 54 क्वाड्रिट वाला कुछ ऐसा क्वांटम कंप्यूटर बनाया था जिसने एक इक्वेशन सॉल्व कर दिया जिसको सॉल्व करने में हमें 10,000 ईयर्स लगता प्रोबेबली, और वो भी 200 सेकंड में. तो इस रूम में सब क्रिप्टो से रिलेटेड लोग हैं, तो मेरा ये क्वेश्चन है कि आप लोगों का क्या व्यू है इस पे, कि अभी तो ब्लॉकचेन अडॉप्ट भी नहीं हुआ अच्छे तरीके से और अभी ये डिबेट चलने लग गया. इथेरियम का भी मैं देख रहा था, इथेरियम भी आफ्टर जो होगा पोस्ट क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग उसके ऊपर काम कर रहे हैं, ब्लॉकचेन पे कई हद तक उस पर भी वो कर रहे हैं रिसर्च. तो आप लोगों के क्या व्यूज है इस पे, वो जानना.
एक्चुअली मैंने इसमें मतलब क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग मैंने सुना है और इन्वेस्ट भी किया उसमें, पर कैसे अभी क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग अभी है ही नहीं. क्वांटम कंप्यूटर बोल रहे हैं कि बनेंगे 2022 या 2023 या 2025 में, अभी अगर कोई प्रोजेक्ट क्लेम भी करता है कि वो क्वांटम रेजिस्टेंट है, जैसे कि मैंने कुछ में किया इन्वेस्ट, तो ऐसे नहीं, उनको टेस्ट करने का कोई ऑप्शन ही नहीं है. मतलब जब बनेंगे तभी समझेगा कि वो कितना उसके लिए उसका ये है. तो वो सब अभी सब स्पेकुलेशन ही है अभी तो.
नहीं, क्वांटम कंप्यूटर का बेसिकली वही है. आज सपोज हम माइनिंग भी करते हैं तो माइनिंग में होता क्या है, माइनिंग में वही है जो मैथमेटिकल जो उसमें इक्वेशंस होते हैं वो सॉल्व करता है, देन वो ब्लॉक सॉल्व करके वो माइनिंग कंप्लीट होता है. अगर जो सेम कॉन्सेप्ट हम उस पर करेंगे क्वांटम पे, जो काफ़ी ज़्यादा फास्ट होगा हमारे नॉर्मल कंप्यूटिंग से, तो वो इजीली जो भी हमारा अभी यहाँ से बोलते हैं 2060 तक जो भी हमारा ये बिटकॉइन का माइनिंग ख़त्म होने वाला, अगर जो आप क्वांटम पे डाल दोगे तो वो मे बी एक दिन में, एक दिन भी ना लगे, ऐसा कैलकुलेशन है. एंड आई थिंक चाइना ने तो आई थिंक डेवलप भी कर दिया है. चाइना ने उसको 2.0 का नाम भी दे दिया, क्वांटम 2.0 समथिंग को इनके सिटी का नाम है, वहाँ पे 2.0 लगा के बोल. एंड अभी आई थिंक अभी लास्ट ईयर ही 3-4 महीने पहले की बात है, वहाँ उन्होंने एक और एक मतलब पब्लिश किया था आर्टिकल जहाँ पे उन्होंने बोला था कि वो सक्सेसफुली आई थिंक 4 कुछ नाम दिए थे क्वांटम कंपनी, हमने 4 बना लिए हैं. बट प्रॉब्लम फिर वही है कि उसको बना के मुझे जहाँ तक समझ में आया था यही आया था कि जो भी आप सॉल्यूशंस आप दिखा रहे हो कि हम अपने डिसेंट्रलाइज नेटवर्क क्रिएट करके हम वो सॉल्यूशन करते हैं, और वो जो इंक्रिप्शन होता है वो उसको सॉल्व करने में बहुत इतना टाइम लग सकता है कि कोई बंदा उसको सॉल्व करने का ट्राई नहीं करेगा. बट वो नॉर्मल कंप्यूटर से, अगर जो क्वांटम से करता है तो जो हम बात करते हैं ना कि इसको डिक्रिप्ट करना बहुत हार्ड है, वो मे बी नहीं होगा तब, क्योंकि वो कंप्यूटर वो उसका टाइम फ्रेम कम हो जाएगा क्योंकि उतना पावरफुल होगा उसका कंप्यूटिंग. तो उस वे से देखेंगे तो वहाँ पे फिर वो प्राइवेसी भी होती है कि क्या उतना वो सिक्योरिटी उतना उसका लेवल होगा कि नहीं होगा. एंड सेकेंड थिंग वही है कि जो माइनिंग का प्रोसेस बताया है इतना हार्ड है उसको सॉल्व करना, अगर जो आपके पास इवन सुपर कंप्यूटर भी है तो वो काफ़ी ईजी हो जाता है. बट आपके पास क्वांटम कंप्यूटर है, आई थिंक माइक्रोसॉफ्ट का भी आया था, एंड एक पता नहीं वो रियल था कि नहीं, मैंने पढ़ा था काफ़ी टाइम पहले, जहाँ पे ये जो है क्या नाम था, माइक्रोसॉफ्ट का ही कोई था, क्योंकि जो हमारा ये है इथेरियम का कोफाउंडर था जो पोलकाडॉट का भी फाउंडर है, वो भी आई थिंक डेटा साइंटिस्ट था उसमें माइक्रोसॉफ्ट में. हाँ, माइक्रोसॉफ्ट में. सो दो तीन ऐसे आर्टिकल्स आए थे जहाँ पे माइक्रोसॉफ्ट ने खुद बोला था कि हम उनसे पूछा गया था कि क्वांटम कंप्यूटर से क्या होगा, तो उन्होंने यही बताया था कि ब्लॉकचेन को जो है हम उसको इजीली जैसा हम चाहें उसको हम मतलब डिक्रिप्ट करके हम उसकी इंफॉर्मेशन निकाल सकते हैं. उस टाइम पे बहुत बड़ा हाइप हुआ था कि जो हम प्राइवेसी की बात करते हैं कि पूरा एनोनिमस रहेगा दोनों एंड से, ट्रांजेक्शन ट्रैक नहीं हो सकते, बता नहीं कर सकते, वो बोले वो नहीं होगा. बाद में धीरे धीरे मतलब वो माइंडसेट बदलता गया, बोले डिसेंट्रलाइज है कि ये होगा वो होगा, पता भी कर लोगे तो क्या कर लोगे मतलब. बट अभी तक वो क्लियर कोई आर्टिकल ऐसा मैंने नहीं पढ़ा, मे बी होगा या मैंने कहीं सुना नहीं है, जहाँ पे वो ऐसा बोलते हो कि डायरेक्टली हैज एंड वो ब्लॉकचेन को पूरा काइंड ऑफ कोई उसकी वैल्यू नहीं रह जाएगी. मैंने दो या तीन ही वैसे सुना हुआ है.
तो मैंने ऊपर अगर इसको क्लब हाउस को इफ यू जस्ट रिफ्रेश दिस रूम यू विल सी आई पोस्टेड एन आर्टिकल ओवर हियर बिकॉज़ आई वाज इट्स बेस्ड ऑन द गूगल एंड चाइना क्वांटम कंप्यूटर. सो जस्ट गो थ्रू दिस आर्टिकल फ्रॉम फोर्ब्स. इट ब्यूटीफुली एक्सप्लेन्स व्हाई क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग विल नॉट बी एबल टू ब्रेक क्रिप्टोकरेंसीज. रीजन बीइंग क्यूबिट दे हैव सम सॉर्ट ऑफ क्यूबिट्स रादर देन नॉर्मल बिट्स एंड बाइट्स वी हैव एंड देन दे यूज सम क्वांटम एट्रीब्यूट्स अराउंड दोस क्यूबिट्स टू रिजॉल्व सर्टेन प्रॉब्लम्स. So that now, matlab that somehow like qubits have to be in certain positions, and then the algorithm or the CPU has to kind of track those to resolve that problem very quickly, right? So in case of such type of encryption, SHA-256 or something, it is very difficult to actually manage the state of bits, like where they are. Like it is very deep dive. If you read this article, you try to understand maybe a little. So it is. Quantum computing can break it, but quantum computing cannot do a better job like what ASICs or these application specific integrated circuits. So they cannot realize what ASICs can do on blockchain. So it's like an IT guy, even an IT guy can plant a tree, right? but a Gartner will do a better job. So quantum computer here is like an IT guy or a normal human. Everyone can do everything, but because quantum computer are more intelligent, they might be able to do more things. But Gartner is like who is actually doing that, like planting a tree, right? So like, I don't know if this example was perfect, but I'm trying to explain quantum computers have other purposes and they are smart and they can resolve other real life or maybe computation problems for today, but they are not meant, you know, created specifically for blockchain related algorithm. And like Roshan mentioned, future mein, like Ethereum is already working on Era after quantum computing. So other blockchain projects will also upgrade themselves. So that is how it evolves, right? Technology keeps on evolving and new inventions happen. So the platforms or framework also upgrade themselves. So I think that's how it will happen in this area also. Read this article, you'll get.
Cool, cool. Thank you so much, guys. That was the question.
No problem. So anybody to come up and share their journey. Today we are discussing about our journey in crypto or these technologies or investment and what we have learned, stuff like that. There are many people here who have been on my stages earlier. Let me invite them. Jayant is not coming up. What happened?
So anyways, Jayant, I mean, just talk Ravi about the current market scenario or somebody. I don't know. Ankit can be.
So I've been, so recently past 2 months, I've been learning more about US stocks. So, you know, I've been following some US stock traders on YouTube to learn more about it, because what they have seen, because I'm just learning from them, what they have seen is cryptocurrency is more behaving like a tech stocks, you know, when Google or any tech stocks like Cloudflare or any software companies like stocks falls, crypto also falls. It's like following them. So currently I'm learning more about US financial systems. Also, I want to share one is that main thing I learn about the in this crypto journey is about inflation, because you know Bitcoin is you know advertised as non-inflationary or deflationary, which is against the fiat, which is highly inflationary. But when you invest in any coins or tokens, please see their inflation rate, because what I have learned in Graph, when I bought Graph, if you see when it reached about 2.5, or it was ATH was $3, it reached to 5 billion market cap, and currently its market cap is still 3.5 billion, I think, but its price is still 50 cents or 60 cents only. So what happened is lot of Graph tokens were in released from, I don't know what they're vesting or anything, but tokens do release, and inflation rate is very high in this all altcoins. So please look into them. Don't buy high and mostly if there are anyone who is chasing IDO projects, if you don't get IDO, don't chase them, because their initial supply is like only 1 to 2%, and they keep dumping their tokens if you every day, every month.
Thank you, Mitesh.
Yeah,
I think Samrith.
Let me add something. Like you mentioned about that, the market cap still the same, but still just because they have might be unlocked some of the coin. Because if when you see the circulation, when you see the supply, there is total supply and the circulation supply. So the price what you are buying on of any coin, so that actually the price is on the basis of the circulation supply and the market cap. But if you see the total supply, and you found like there is been like more than 50% been logged, and they haven't came into the circulation. So you can imagine, you can calculate, if this all the coin will be come to the circulation, then what will be the ratio of the supply and demand? Also, there is you can sort of diluted you can say kind of market cap as well, which you can see, and you can imagine if what will be the market cap should be required to, you can say, maintain this price if total, you can say, log amount is coming out of the log to the circulation. So on the basis of the price, you cannot say that this particular project is going to be a boom, because it can be possible the project have a logged amount, which might be have a unlocking period. So some of the project do, you can say, quarterly, some do monthly as well, some do yearly as well. So that depends. Coins like Ethereum also don't have a kind of, you can say, total supply, but they have a cap. So on for a single year, they have a cap. You cannot mine that much of coin. So if you reach that peak, then after that you cannot mine that. So there is a cap for a year, but still they don't have a total supply. But the project who have a total supply, you will found that information on, you can say, CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap. So on the basis of total supply, you can compare how much percentage is right now in the circulation. So if it is more than 50%, then you can go for it, and you shouldn't have to worry about it, because more than 50% are in circulation. But there will be some project who won't be get a verification about their total supply and maybe gonna lie. Even a project like Solana, they also lied about their this total supply. They changed about amount I think twice or maybe thrice as well, and that is actually a, you can say, bad impression if you doing this in front of your investors and you can say at your initial stage where you are getting so much, you can say, hype, and you are still at a beta level and you're doing kind of thing. So that why you should be checking out all this information, what the total supply, what the circulation supply, and what's the locking period. Even if the market cap is not falling, if they are doing the unlock of the coins, then still when you compare the, you can say, supply and demand, the supply is still increasing, because the supply is increasing from the total to circulation, and that's why the ratio is you can say increasing on the supply end, and that's how the price is going down. So check always the both, not just circulation supply, check the total supply as well. Okay, so we have Samridha and Max.
Okay, so hi everyone.
Hello.
I just have one question I would like the panelists to answer. That nowadays, with a lot of buzz around crypto, bitcoins, NFTs, what is the right way to identify which are the authentic resources to learn from about cryptos and NFTs? If you guys can, you know, let me know, because I'm a little bit newer to this field, but I'm trying to learn that. But I feel that I'm overwhelmed with the information which is available everywhere. So how to identify the authentic sources? This is my first question.
Okay. So if you have any other question, you can go ahead. I will try to answer.
Yes. So my second question is, somebody wants to get into the blockchain development, because this is a new niche which is coming up. So what is the process or how to learn about? Because I am into the field of career guidance. So how can I guide students, those who want to, you know, explore this field? What should be the right way? Whether it should be self-learning through mentors, or it could be some books that you would recommend? So these are two questions which are, thank you.
Okay, so the first question, sir, that there are some sources that you need, like we were talking about Balaji. So he is a kind of a great entrepreneur from the crypto. So he have his own you can say website, platform, where you can go and learn about the different ecosystems. And if you are you can say learning, it will give you a, you can say, small course about the ecosystem or project that they are mentioning over there. And if you complete that course, they also may gonna give you some of that coins as an airdrop. So I forget the name. We already have a post in our FB group about that learning sources. So I will try to, you can say, get it, and I can name you. Or better, you can join our FB group, and there is a, you can say, a pinned post. In there, we all already have a mention about that learning source. I think 2-3 websites are mentioned over. And apart from there, if you all want to learn about the basics, I think Binance Academy is there, which is backed by the Binance, the biggest exchange of crypto. So they also have a YouTube channel where they explain about those basic things about how this crypto works, and how crypto trade works, what is IDO, ICO, IGO. all these things they also explain on their YouTube channel. So these are the, you can say, limited thing. I go for the limited only because I don't trust another sources, because out of 10 people, and whenever I try to do the, you can say, research or try to learn, I found like most of the people don't really have any idea, and they are talking about something which is not even possible, and they're explaining which is not even there on the mark. So that's why I don't try to go for that, you can say, more research about the people who talk about crypto. Basically 2-3 platforms are there who are authentic for me, because they are being into crypto since very long. And even if you follow any particular project as well, like this ADA, so the founder of ADA, Charlie, he is a you can say kind of a teacher himself, and he is being into blockchain since I think more than 6-7 years before he started the project. So he also have his own book on blockchain, and I think he was the first person who published a book on blockchain which sold I think more than 10,000 copies. So you can find out this big projects, or you can say founders, they also have a blockchain background, so they might be having some books to, you can say, explain you about the blockchain, or not even about the blockchain, at least about their project as well. So these are the thing. And the second thing, you're asking how to start with. So there is a basic starting point of you can say development into blockchain. So first of all, you have to start. I will try to go for myself if I have to start, which I am doing right now. So you have to start first of all from the basic. What my university have the book. I completed for the whole book, but still that is not you can say up to the mark which I require to be a blockchain developer. So first of all, you have to understand what is Bitcoin. Second, you have to understand how the transaction works. These are the basic. Then you have to understand what is the smart contracts. And if you follow the YouTube channels, they will explain you how to deploy smart contracts. And smart contracts are basically you can say codes. And if you have a, you can say, a little bit knowledge about C or C++, Python, that basically a basic you can say programming knowledge, then you can write a code in Solidity. So if you can write a code in Solidity, you can create a smart contract, and with that smart contract you can create your own app on the blockchain. So I think the Solidity will be the first way to enter into blockchain. And I think in India right now, most of the jobs are for Solidity, because most of the platforms, companies are working on Ethereum, and to enter in Ethereum development, you should have the knowledge about Solidity. So I was also kind of working for a company, and which was basically a consultancy company for providing jobs for blockchain projects. So I had no experience into crypto, you can say blockchain development, but still I applied early, because at that stage, they had no, you can say, people who was interested into crypto or into blockchain. But then I applied, they took around a 20 minute of interview. So I explained like I'm into crypto since very long, so I have the basic knowledge at least. So they hired me, and I did the job for 4 months around, and then I left it because they was changing the rules. I had to do the for full time, which is not feasible for me. So this is the way right now. And I will say, if you have a basic knowledge of Solidity, even you can get a job in blockchain development, because there is no such a large competition into blockchain development right now in India. At least more and more jobs are increasing, but still people are not applying for it because they are going for their regular field, full stack, palandikana, but they are not going for a blockchain. So if start with the Solidity, and I think that will help. And I think Josman will also help you, because he is also doing his career building into blockchain.
Yeah, so Samriddha ji, I can help you with the second question first, that from where you can suggest students to get into learning these technologies, right? So there are various platforms. If you see this Twitter link, which I have posted above on this room now, so this Encode Club, okay? So what it does is, it basically teaches you or does bootcamp on various blockchain technologies, not only on Ethereum or Cardano. So if you'll see now, they have a bootcamp coming for Near Protocol. So they will teach you how to develop applications on top of Near Protocol or Near Protocol blockchain, right? And then these guys have connections with the companies which are looking to hire people, who are looking to hire people. So if you do good in their bootcamp, you can get a job directly. And there is another application called Buildspace, buildspace.so. So if you go into that app, maybe you can write that name. So they teach you from very basic, and you will be able to develop your smart contracts, or your smart contracts are on Ethereum and smart programs are on Solana. And then you will be able to develop your NFT projects, and you will be able to create a DAO. So you, and then they have a section of career where you provide your details, whatever projects you worked on, those GitHub links, or maybe the links directly of your apps. Based on that, they evaluate, and you will see, they will mention that this company, there are so many job openings there, right? So the best part here is they can hire you from anywhere in the world. Okay, you need not to be in that country where that project coming from, because that's what decentralization ethos are. And then they can either pay you in your money, or if you sell in cryptocurrency, they can pay you in cryptocurrency. So I recently found these two amazing platforms, Encode Club. I have registered for the bootcamp on Near Protocol on this. Let's see if they shortlist. And then Buildspace SO is open for everyone. You just need to go to their website, connect your MetaMask wallet, and join their Discord channel. You'll be able to get access to all the study material. Third thing is the Crypto Zombies. Crypto Zombies is another platform where they teach you from basics. Like Crypto Zombies is from very basics, where they will explain you what is a data type, what is a function. Like, it's kind of explaining you programming language from zero knowledge. So you can go to Crypto Zombies. They show you, or they teach you how to develop smart contracts, or maybe small games on Ethereum. And then they will also hire people, because these initiatives are very important. These guys are not getting resources. So they connect with these companies who already have worked on these blockchain technologies and have developed such kind of learning platforms for others. So these three would what I would recommend for your students. I've seen you in other rooms. You're talking about those students you try to help from 9th to 12th standard and stuff like that. So that's a good. Best part is you have any, you can start from scratch. You were trying to say something, sorry.
Great. Thank you very much, Joshman. And thank you, Karma, for, you know, guiding me, helping me out on this. It was really helpful. The Encode Club, the buildspace.so, and Crypto Zombies. These are the three resources which looked into those who are willing to start from the scratch.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the job. Yeah. And you know, there's a Discord club. So what happens is, while you are coding, if you face any problem, you just put your error over there. So that entire community comes together and they will help you. Okay, this problem, you can solve it this way. So it's kind of interacting and developing. It's not like you're just, you know, solitude. So that's one good thing I observed with the second, your question was like how to recognize what projects and how to invest and all that. So I think Karma already answered that, but I'll just kind of give you an idea of what I do is. So first of all, I got the basic knowledge through doing some certifications on Udemy about what is blockchain, what is the difference between Bitcoin and Ethereum. These are the two basic things you need to know, because all these new coins which come, they are basically based on the technology that Ethereum develops. So you need to know about the difference, like Karma was explaining you what is smart contract and stuff like that. And then when you are in any project, go to coinmarket.com, search that project. On that project, like on that page, when you search it, right, it will show you the website links over there. It will show you the Telegram link, Twitter link, Discord link, everything related to that project. Go inside any of these links, maybe especially on the website. Try to understand the white paper. Try to see who are the who are backing these projects, like who are the top VCs who back these projects. Because what we have observed so far in our journey, like if there are some reputed VCs backing some projects, they are tend to do well. Because reputed VCs, they have already done a lot of research, a lot of time and money in recognizing where they should put money, we can grow. So we kind of try to get into, like those, their money is called smart money, right? So we try to get the trail where the smart money is going on, and we follow them. And then we also have to track, like, what is the time frame when they might dump, because they are also making profit. So generally after 3-4 months, they will dump their coins so that they can make profit. So we have to follow the entire that tokenomics, or maybe the entire schedule or the roadmap of this project, like when these VCs will get their coins in their account and they become eligible to sell them, right? So generally you should sell your coins before that, and then wait for a dump and buy again if you think it's a good project. So stuff like that, and these things come with experience. So like I told you, just go through their website, read white paper, and see the VC's backing, tokenomics and stuff like that.
So that is how you'll be able to learn yourself. When it takes just 2 months, if you have spent 2 months doing this research, then whenever new project comes, you will be able to easily kind of relate what you should do. Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Joshman. Thank you, Karma. It was really helpful. The way you guys explained is really helpful. Thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
So we have a Max.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello. So good evening. So my question is about blockchain. So basically, I am starting to learn about this. And my question about this is, I'm a bit confused when our transaction is committed. So it is written into blocks, right? And these blocks are feeded into blockchain to the last block. And basically these blocks are propagated to all the nodes and then feeded into the last blockchain. And there is also a concept of minting or generating new tokens, new coins. Just like in every block, there is approx 12.5 Bitcoin generated as of now, as far as I have seen. So my question is, what is the difference or relation, basically relation between the writing of this blocks and generation of this tokens, and for how long it will occur? Suppose there are a lot number of transaction occurring, and then they are being written into the blockchain, and since Bitcoin is limited, so won't there be a case where all Bitcoins will be mined? Can you tell them? Yeah. Say on this?
Karma, you want to answer?
No.
Yeah, so we'll specifically talk about Bitcoin here, okay? So in Bitcoin, yeah, like you said, the transactions are put in a block, and then block is added to the chain, and then yeah, that chain is copied across all the nodes that are participating in that network, right? So yes, all these nodes are decentralized. These are some human people who are just, trying to maintain this entire network. So these guys need to be rewarded. Like, why will some do something for free, right?
Yeah.
So this Bitcoin algorithm in such a way that once the miner is able to crack the that puzzle or the cryptographic puzzle, he gets the right to add the block to the blockchain. And for doing all this and spending so much amount money and time and resources into it, the algorithm rewards him with the Bitcoin. So like you said, 12 Bitcoins, right? So I think it's now 6.5. Last year there was an halving, and maybe in 2024 there'll be 3 or something. So every 4 years, what happens is the halving, the rewards gets halved. So if today they're earning 6 for adding one block, after 4 years they'll earn. So that's how slowly by 2140, all the Bitcoin that are supposed to be mined will get over. So there are 21 million Bitcoins. Yeah. And by 2140, which is like 120 years from now, almost, all these Bitcoins will get over. So now your question is, what will happen if these when I say Bitcoin will get over, I mean they will be mined. So all the Bitcoin will come into circulation, or they would have been generated. So there will be no new Bitcoins generated. Okay. So when I say over, it does not mean that Bitcoin will come. It is just it won't be mined any further. So now what will happen? So whenever these transactions happen, right? So there are one thing is the algorithm rewards the, and the another thing is, for example, I am doing a transaction. I also pay some transaction fees so that I want to pay some I have to pay some transaction fees to the miner. So he considers my transaction and puts it in a block. Okay, so miner is earning, and he's earning reward. Another is earning from this transaction fees. Okay, so even after all the blocks, all the Bitcoins are mined, the transaction fees for doing the transaction on the network will still exist. Okay, that is not going anywhere. So it is said that by 2140, this fees will be sufficient enough for the miners to kind of, make for the expenses they are doing to manage this network and also earn out of it. So they will keep to have these transaction fees. They'll keep continue to manage the network. That is what will happen. That's it. What's said. And then I think we won't be alive by then to see what happened, or maybe we'll take another birth and then we'll see.
So yeah, that's how it will. I hope I cleared your doubt.
So I have a doubt that so is this transaction fees programmatically generated or is there any linear equation between both of these two? So it is at a particular value. Is it so, or it is just we can set whatever we want?
I can give you an idea based on what I've done on Ethereum. I've never paid any kind of fees on Bitcoin. On Sambit or Ravi, you can jump in if I'm wrong. So there is a fixed fee that, okay, for letting this transaction go through, you have to pay this much fees. Okay, that is based on the congestion of the network. But again, okay, this depends the flexibility with the person who is the transaction, that he can pay more fees also so that his transaction goes through. Because if he'll pay more fees, then miner will pick his transaction, right? So that can also happen. That flexibility is there. And I think that was the reason why it was supposed to be just a currency. The network got congested when people started adopting it a lot. And then the people had to pay more transactions to kind of get their transaction through. And that made this entire platform. So that's when people, like, not most of the people use it as a cryptocurrency anymore. They actually just see it as a store of value and just gathering more Bitcoins.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Ravi, if you want to add something.
Yeah, so like that similar concept was on a Bitcoin, but right now Bitcoin is not being used for transactions at that scale. Because if you compare BTC and Ethereum is doing 100x more transaction as compared to Bitcoin. So that's why nobody is talking about the BTC transaction. Yeah, when there is a congestion on the network, and if you want your transaction to go through, even if there is a congestion, then you have to bid for the fees. If you are bidding higher amount, and that miner is there is a miner who is getting that approval, and if you are paying higher, then your transaction will be approved by that, and their transaction is completed. But just because BTC transaction right now it's settled and it don't like have any issue on the network, so they are almost fixed on each platform. Like if you use Trust Wallet, you don't get option. I don't get option on BTC because I don't do much transaction on BTC. So there is no option that you can select either I go for priority based transaction or I'd go for the normal transaction. You can get this on Ethereum, and I think there was another I forgot the name. So I think on a MetaMask, if you do transaction or if you transaction of Ethereum, you get the option. So if you like to go for a, you can say normal transaction, you have to pay the normal fees, whatever the normal fees on there. But if you like to prioritize your transaction, if you like to complete your transaction as a priority, then you have to pay a higher gas fee. So that depends on the network congestion, because there is a lots of transaction happening on the Ethereum network. So they give you the rate chart you can select. If you like to go for a slower amount because you don't need your transaction to be go fast, there is no issue if transaction takes like 30 minutes or 40 minutes. So you can select the lowest and you can go. So something similar was also on Bitcoin, but just because Bitcoin is not getting that much congestion now, so there is no option on any platform to select time. But the fixed transaction fees, I think, is right now 0.0005 BTC, which is, I think, most of the platform have the same. Some have 4, some have even 6. So this is the, I think, average transaction.
Okay, thank you.
You were listening to the Crypto Hub India podcast. Do follow us wherever you are listening so that you get notified about the latest episodes as soon as they're out. We are active on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Telegram, and Clubhouse. Visit cryptohubindia.com to get all our social links. This is Nirmal Sarkar signing off. Thank you.